Entertain a motion to come out of closed session.
I second, or I motion that we come out of closed session.
I'll second that.
So you had a roll call.
All in favor, roll call vote.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nick Bauscher, aye.
Tyler DeHolst, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Smith Ashup, aye.
All right, we are now out of closed session.
Okay, Amy, do you know where the plug-in is over here?
It's in between books somewhere.
All right.
All right, so.
All right, we'll now entertain a motion to vote on the new board members.
You want to do the board hearing?
Or board hearing first? Okay, we'll take a motion to vote on the board hearing. Do you want to?
So make a motion to allow this
student in question?
Ronaldo Moreno to be readmitted back into the school and continue with his behavioral improvement plan.
All those are second.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion passes. Now entertain a motion to vote on the new board members.
I motion that we vote on the new.
One person at a time?
Or three together.
On the three new board members.
Let's say their name.
Who are Stephanie Zwigert, Josue Rojas, and William Davis.
What was the first name?
Bill Davis.
Stephanie Zwigert. Here, I'll bring these over to you.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Stephanie. Not Stephanie.
All right, we have a second on the table, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, motion passes, so we now have three new board members, which is awesome.
So want me to make a motion on the last person?
Do we need to make a motion for a committee member?
Yeah, we're just going to, he'll email and we'll put her on a committee. All right, board training. Discuss, Amy.
So you all got an email from a Brett Campbell at the state. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody got. Did you get it, Laura?
I'm not sure.
Look at the face. That's why I'm asking. Did you see it?
Maybe. So, did I just think it was trash and deleted it?
So last year they the last 2 years there's been a committee of administrators and board members and people at the state level have been doing compliance for charter schools. So they were given that task by the state school board to build some more compliance inside charter schools. So it's taken them 2 years to get a framework. So I was on that committee and I included the framework determinations. So there are three different documents there. We're not going to go through all of those tonight. We're going to worry about what Brett emailed you about. So those three things that he emailed you about were director and the CEO principal evaluation. He's gonna call and ask for that. And I would guess that he will call the past president because he probably doesn't see an updated president yet online. So if you have that evaluation, because I don't have it.
Yeah. And does that, yeah, we did a policy. Yeah. That's right.
We have a fill out one. And yeah. He did contact me to request the documents before he emailed the whole board.
Oh, good. Okay, so have you given him any of it?
No, so he said that was the only one what did he request? Then I forwarded it to you.
The school-specific achievement scores, which he can pull from anywhere, but we can give them to him. And then in the next few weeks, records of required board training.
So we gave him, he emailed me about that some of the things weren't posted. He said the recordings were there, but the physical agendas were there.
And we sent
Sent him the agendas, he said thank you. And then shortly after he said when he emailed the whole board, he said that he would send a list of what he needed.
So do we need to form like a committee or something to go through all that, or?
He's gonna show up and do an evaluation, but if we just keep giving him everything that he asked for, it'll be fine. Because essentially he was hired, they hired six different specialists. What did he call himself? A support something, support school charter.
Oversight specialist,
there it is. So I loved how they started support, because they're really worried that it's gonna freak people out. And so they are, these people go out then and do audits, but it's not a yearly. So there's going to be a yearly where they ask you to turn in certain documents, because most of them they can pull and see already from what we're already required to upload. The ones that are going to be every 5 years are going to be these major things, right? So we just have to make sure that we keep doing the trainings and that we keep doing an evaluation and that we make our scores available for them when they ask for them. And they, they'll come out and do an evaluation. And I guarantee we're in the first lot because I was on the committee, so I already have an idea of what's expected.
So we're in compliance.
Hit those schools first, so you're welcome.
So we're in compliance and we need to stay in compliance, just keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Just keep doing what we're doing.
So we don't need a special...
I would say in comparison to some of the case studies that we did, we're in really good compliance.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We need to start compliance.
All the work that we've been doing for the last years
paid
off at this
point. I did show you, like, because there is a guideline to school closure that they do give, and so it shows you some inverted pyramid, and it essentially takes you from like what would happen and how many steps it would take for you. You'd have to be identified, and then how many steps it would take for you to actually get to closure. But they're really trying to build a support system for charter schools, because there are so many charter schools that don't have certified directors or don't have a lot of training in their leadership.
I was reading models. The boards. The charter board's minutes.
Yeah.
And they were saying that that's one thing that they're going to start looking at is, are things posted? When are things posted? They start coming down on people.
I did send them a link where you can find all the postings.
Perfect.
They are posted.
Yeah.
All right, we good?
Yeah, there's one more thing. So the document that's inside that's called CSAF Performance Indicators, March 2018, there is, they give all of the things that they're looking for as an indicator, and they give all of the things that they're gonna be looking at the school for. So if you're looking for like calculations of, I put it in there because we talked about yesterday in academic. What did we talk about? The one I'm thinking of is retention rate, enrollment rate, and transfer rate. So Debbie actually ran some of those numbers today, and we'll have that in the dashboard for you next month.
I can't.
The bars is good.
All right.
So that's really all I have for you in board training.
Sounds good.
Please answer any emails. And then will you give them his name and his contact information? And then will you copy me on it so I know if he's coming or when he's coming or how that's going?
So let me just clarify here to make sure I understand. So this document, this charter fidelity, or that,
three of them.
Yeah. So those are... basically what he is enforcing. Right, that's what he's looking for, right?
He's looking
kind of like, so if we review those as a governance committee and make sure we've got stuff and we're doing all those, then we're fine.
So we ran our retention rate on last year's, from last year to this year, and it is 88% for this last year, but it's a lot lower if you count our ninth graders, but our ninth graders don't re-enroll here, so you have to drop them and it becomes 88%. Yeah. And so I really would like, sorry, my voice. We've talked about it in academic, but I'd really like us to drill down somewhere and talk about why. Because I want to identify the things that are in my personal control and my admin's control and things that are not. Because, like, this board hearing is kind of an example. Like, Stephanie has worked her tail off to identify behaviors that are zero tolerance, and she's done a really good job of, like, if you can't abide by the rules of OPA, then you got to either get it together or you've got to find somewhere else to go. And that has helped. I mean, it's so much calmer over there this year and so much more. And we have four or five that are lost in this number because they were going to be put on behavior contracts and didn't want to have to deal with it. So I want to look at those things. I want to look at, like, people who left because of something else, sports, whatever it may be, friends, whatever, right? So I really want to drill down to that. And I don't know. So I'm asking for help in that because I don't know.
Can we maybe put that part of our committee, because we're already targeting part of that?
We're also going to have a math task force.
Yeah.
We could do a retention, a transfer.
Yeah.
Because we also have had a lot of people move out of state.
Let's do a subcommittee. The three of us could do that. Are you okay with that?
For the
retention.
Okay.
Sounds like just an exit interview.
You wanted to be on math.
Well, we were doing exit interviews. Oh, sorry.
Task force.
I need to change any of that.
Sounds a lot more militant.
Well, it's a lot more temporary.
It's not a command. We used to do exit interviews, but the one thing that we came into is people aren't really telling you. They're not telling you why. They're not telling you.
Honestly,
changing schools is what we were getting, so it wasn't helpful.
Right. Yeah. We started looking today, and that's, I have like cornered people. I've run into people in the grocery store and been like, talk to me. What did we do? What happened?
Even people that you think are your friend.
My hairdresser.
Or like.
Like, it makes me nuts.
Abe.
Yeah.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, didn't talk to me.
Wouldn't talk to you.
With him.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe
so something. We need to really look at it.
Yeah. So you guys will take that on?
Yeah.
Cool. You can also be proactive. You can spend a lot of time figuring out why people are leaving, or you can also say, well, what are the things that are going to help people stay?
Well, and then there's also schools. There's so many schools at this point saturating the market. Like this one out here opened up and then tested our fifth graders and took fifth graders into sixth grade. They said, oh, yeah, they passed their fifth grade competency because their school starts at sixth grade to 12th grade. I had one set of parents leave, and on the way out, like, essentially in my face saying, well, they don't have grades out there. And so we're going out there because they don't have grades. Okay.
Come back.
So, there you go.
Ready for the CEO report?
I am.
Sweet.
He does not miss a rent.
CEO report. Ready?
He's cutting her off.
I'm not trying to cut her off.
Really?
He's taking us on task.
We're discussing all this. You guys can do that in subcommittee.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be an ass.
So I added the state assessment release this morning at 4 a.m. So it's there. And that's for you to read another time. The September principal's report is fall facilities. Go.
Okay, carpet repairs.
We made them.
Yes, they've been made. There's mismatched colored carpet in some places, just a strip. We got as close as we could, but.
We didn't keep a roll on hand?
No.
We're looking at squares.
What do you need?
We're thinking about doing big squares, so when things happen, we can pull it, rip up a piece and put another piece down.
So. I went out and saw them at North Davis, because that's what they did this year, so get ready, because we're going to, that's coming.
As we replace rooms, it'll be in the squares.
So
well,
the
and
rooms,
this carpet is starting
upstairs
to
upstairs rooms are...
Well, the price, we looked into it when we built the school, it was still too expensive, but the price has probably been coming down on
he
that.
He just did the whole building for, he said he had to redo the whole building. And the cost he gave me was like $15,000 to $20,000 depending.
Oh, that's not bad. No, for a whole school?
And you pull them up and we keep a stack in there and then we like...
Mm-hmm. Well, and we could do sections at a time as rooms deteriorate, yeah.
But right now we have like seams coming up and...
Cabinetry, we have a new classroom. The old computer room is now a third grade classroom, so more IKEA furniture. Really good. If you need anybody, don't call. And then furniture, we've got a whole bunch of new furniture. Teachers have wanted to go to tables, so we've got a whole bunch of tables, replacing desks.
Too many desks sitting around then, or?
Yeah, they moved over there, and a lot of the desks are, some of the welding's off. I mean, we've probably had them since the school began. So.
We
scrapped them for parts and then threw them over to my house. So.
Okay.
So there we go with all facilities.
All right. Dibbles testing ended today, officially, and all those will be uploaded in the next meeting. We'll have it in the dashboard for you for academic committee. The uniform growth goal, I sent you a separate email as it came out so that you could look at that. 86.5%, which is good, and it's not with the confidence interval, so it should go up. The goal is going up for the state, and so we sat down as teams and set all goals, and I check those on about a weekly to 2 week basis, and I have conversation with them via Google, and then I'm gonna go in, I went in face-to-face with Peter, I'm gonna go in face-to-face again. We're really training teachers in real time about data, looking at the data, using the data, making interventions based on the data, not based on their gut, so that we're operating in reality. So at the end, it's not like, well, I thought it was going to be like this. This is how the data said it was, so this is why I did this. So it's kind of a big move for people, and some of them get really anxiety-ridden by looking at real numbers and not relying on their guts. So I think guts make really good decisions about instruction, but they don't make really good decisions about numbers. You have to see the data so that they can inform, and it's accurate, because you're not always right. So I had that conversation with everybody, and there might be some shakeup, we'll see. Staff training, last week, I just put in things you may hear about, because this one was kind of controversial, so I put a link for you. We did the fight back training, which is traveling through Utah, and then like two nights after we did it, it was on KSL, so I added this link for you to see it. Essentially, the guy is an ex-SWAT from Las Vegas, and he brings in a ranger, and he brings in a SEAL. This time he brought his wife. And he's training Casey and Drew. Drew got taken down a few times at his arm heart rate sensor. And he brings in real guns, and that's why he brings in two real AR-15s. And he clears them. The handguns are fake, they're plastic, but it's not about guns, it's not a conversation about guns, and it's not a conversation about teachers carrying guns, it's about disarming, because the FBI has suggested that we go to three choices inside the building. It's essentially hide or lock down, evacuate, get out, or fight. And so, but we don't ever empower teachers to fight. So this was a self-defense, how to disarm somebody with a gun. And we gave the teachers, we told them you have to sit through the stats and you have to sit through the actual training, but you don't have to do the practice if that's uncomfortable for you. And the majority of them stayed and threw down. Nancy and Talon were rolling around on the ground. It was a wrestling match.
So was this a mandatory or voluntary training?
It was mandatory for the actual training,
okay.
And then the practice, the where they're actually like throwing and practicing, because that goes on for about
an hour.
They
were in there, the ones that didn't want to do it, they still had to be in there, they were still in there.
But they didn't have to participate physically.
Yeah,
cool.
Very good.
Awesome.
And then we reiterated several times, like, you do not have to fight just because we're showing you. It's not, we're not expecting you that if we are, you're put in a situation that you will fight. That's not,
but
we're not making the choice for you. We're giving you the education on how to, if you find yourself in a situation that you want to.
So we're going to have two posters, one in each building that says we're a fight back school. So just so kids know, parents know, anyone that comes in, you know, our teachers have been trained on what to do the best thing. And he does assemblies, so we're going to try to get to an assembly that he does for kids to kind of see what that's all about. So
really great. We went to him the first time. We sponsored through UPACS, we sponsored the Northern Administrators Training, and it essentially was a taste of it, and we went through the entire training. It was Andrew and Casey and I got hit in the face with the butt of an AR-15, but it was fun. It was a blast, and it was really good to, I left it going, okay. Like, it's not as, I'm not as scared. Like, I don't feel as helpless. I really feel like there is something you can do.
Not even just a school here, anywhere.
Right, because he gave a ton of stats, and he's really good.
Well, at that last shooting where that teacher...
He saved the building.
Yeah.
And he's okay now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Waffle House, where he saved the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, he gives all those stats. He goes through stats of all of the shootings, and he talks about, like, the guys that can go in and come back out and go out and get more guns and come back in and get more guns, and how that should never happen, and why we think the person with the gun is the winner, and how that isn't the case. Like, their adrenaline is so high that you can do a lot of things to, like, divert. So it's good, really good training. And there were some, I got some feedback, nothing negative, just like, oh my gosh, it was intense. The data was intense. The real facts were intense. But then when they got into it, they're like, okay, this is, it's good. It's good. So I haven't had any negative, have you, any negative feedback?
No, I mean, some of them you can tell they just weren't into it, but overwhelmingly, people and teachers were real excited.
Yeah.
There's one teacher that was crying afterwards because she felt so
empowered.
That's awesome.
She could actually do something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was
fantastic.
Great team number.
Yeah, we were all in the gym. The whole staff was in one giant circle.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's
talking
cool.
About.
That's pretty cool. Alright, and then trailer rollover. I think I've talked to everybody about that. Tyler, have I talked to you about that now?
No.
So on the trip to Oregon, there was a, the day before, we were sending out a trailer the day before so that we wouldn't have to wait for the trailer in Oregon. And he was on the freeway and no students were in the car, and he rolled the trailer. Like, wasn't even on the freeway, on the off-ramp. So, at this point, I've read his entire insurance policy, the insurance policy that doesn't exist on the trailer. I've read comprehensive policies, and our insurance has been involved, and we're not liable for any of it. And the driver, the trailer owner, gave permission and gave his trailer and helped out with brakes. So we feel like we need to make him whole for his trailer. So he is getting me some bids, and then Debbie and I are going to work on that bid, depreciating that bid for the age of his trailer, and doing our own bids, and then we're going to sit down and negotiate with him, and then we're going to pay him out. So I may come to you asking for, if it's over $5,000, I'll have to come to you for payment. And then after that, down the road, we're hoping that the owner of the car can help us out in also making him home. So.
Luckily, everyone's cool.
It's been pretty amazing. Yeah.
And I think when Bill gets on, I think that's one of the things we talked about in the TRIPS meeting, was having like this PFEMA thing where it's like a process failure analysis. So you basically come up with everything that can go wrong. And this is obviously something that can go wrong in like worst case scenarios. And then you come up with actions, like what you do when it happens, and then how to obviously prevent it from happening. Because you obviously can't prevent everything from happening, but you can have basically checklists that say, when this happens, we do this.
Did you go on this trip or no?
No. There could have been kids in the car. There could have been deaths. So
totally.
I think we definitely need to do an analysis on that. And I think Bill would be the perfect guy.
Yeah, because everybody had been trained, right, through the program that the insurances have provided. Everybody had done all of their awareness stuff. Debbie and I are speaking, like, buying our own trailer so that we can insure it, because that's a hard deal. And then having somebody from here that I'd even have them get a CDL.
Training,
yeah.
Because it's also the trailer and the tow vehicle are an important match, too. Mm-hmm. Not every vehicle is rated
to tow.
And the way it was loaded.
Yep.
So I think you might even, as crazy as it sounds right now, we might be safer to actually have a trailer and a tow vehicle.
We would use the trailer like nobody's business for triathlon, for all the service projects.
And that's why we get a tow vehicle as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like,
he wants to put a snowplow on the front of it, and then he can plow snow and it'd save us $300 a push.
We'll get Subaru to donate the tow vehicle.
Super.
All right, so I think because this trailer rollover happened, I almost think we need to do a task force on that, like, because we talked about it in our TRIPS meeting, but we really want to get the policy done, and I think the policy helped, but I think there's still a lot of risk.
Just sent out a survey as well as part of that analysis. So when she gets her survey results back from that, we can also put that.
Yeah. So do you think it's too late to start that in October when Bill gets on? Okay.
No.
So I would say we're going to bring these guys on. We'll bring Bill on, and then we'll basically say, here's your first.
And it'd be
task.
Good to meet with Teresa, because next year's the Redwoods, and then we have the Escalante at the end of the year.
And he goes on all of them. So I think it's.
And Mike went. You could bring in other parents as well.
Yeah. And so he can kind of build that subcommittee.
This sounds like it's a tighter ship this year than past years.
It totally was, yeah. And their time, like, I was so annoyed with how the time was so
rigid.
Rigid. Oh, gosh. It's like, okay, can we breathe for a minute? Can maybe I stop at a McDonald's?
There's supposed to have free time in there. There's free time, right?
My wife says the same thing about our trip.
There was supposed to be, like, there wasn't any free time?
None.
She said that she was going to ask.
She let him play football on the beach one night, and one of the parents was like, the best rusher of all time. So.
And they had a fire on the beach one night.
They did do a fire on the beach.
My wife says the same.
Okay, cool.
It's
so all
funny, right. Though. Well, we get a lot of blowback of all of the things
that
make him do.
Her and my husband
can go. This is why.
No, that was good.
Chilling.
All right, events.
Parent teacher conference is going on tonight. It's over at 7. Annual parent meeting for Title I information is tomorrow. We're in a monitoring year for Title I. It's been 5 years. So there will be an annual meeting. Casey and I will be doing that tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Is that the OPPO, the annual parent meeting?
No, it's just an annual parent. I just have to introduce Title I, talk about what it is, and then go through some guidelines. Okay. And Casey's going to be there for the Spanish part, if there's any need for translation. And then we'll do another one at the October meeting in this building. Family art nights are in swing. We're going to have a K through the K-1. The next one is next month for second and third. Soccer, you want to talk about soccer?
Yeah, soccer's doing really well. So they lost their first one yesterday, but that's okay. We got the tiniest team you've ever seen. So it's.
Our goal is like this one.
Yeah, really. Our goal is
awesome. Sixth grader.
He's like 3 feet.
Little Jack.
Attempting to touch the crossbar.
Yeah.
He's really good. So they're doing really well. Cross country, the numbers are they're quite a bit lower. A lot lower than happened. But it's just a group of kids that does it, and they love it. So we won't win a championship, but they're pretty excited about it.
Really good job last night watching this.
Yeah, JD Carlson's doing cross country. Each practice kind of has a theme, so it's pretty cool. So they're doing well. And then as soon as that is over, young runners will be named. So middle of October Young Runners.
Are we doing
what age can Young Runners do?
Kindergarten.
Okay.
Just so bring her.
Checking up.
Yeah, she would be great.
She runs they races.
Have, yeah, they have all the ages. So that'll be Thursdays.
Is Opopo doing their the carnival this year?
Yeah. October 11th. So Thursday. Yeah, I know.
Iron Horse is on Friday, so. I don't know if that's why they changed.
And the fun run is on Saturday. Okay. I have a fun
run. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Signed up.
All right. Principal, any questions?
No, thank
good.
You.
All right. Finance Committee goals.
So I just emailed you the Finance Committee goals.
All right.
Which is great. For the most part, I wasn't in Finance Committee this past Tuesday, but Laura was, so they came up with the goals and discussed some things like that, so I'm going to send it over to Laura.
Well, we met some of our goals, which was 100 days cash on hand, so that's a good one, and then the S&P came in at a good rating.
Stabilized, yes. Oh,
so
my gosh.
That was another financial goal, so that's awesome. Yeah. So we reset some new ones, and we might need to get some backup on work with Spencer a little bit more on dialing this in when we have some time, but 150 days cash on hand with 3 years as the timeline. Some of the actions that need to happen is a three-year projection, and one of our obstacles, which I put on all of our financial goals, was our enrollment.
So put unforeseen expenses, something
expenses.
Comes up like trailer roll. Or
yeah, we talked the other day in admin about our weekly tactical about the parking lot is going to have to be resurfaced or else you'll have to start replacing it. So Casey's in a no. Debbie and I are both in like, yeah, we need
to
have
it. Somebody's coming to let us know if we need to do that or just fill cracks.
Do we have a like 3 or 5 year, 10 year comprehensive plan?
Yes.
With them?
And inspections included in all of it. We go through it every year.
With what?
That's why we have a maintenance maintenance.
With
maintenance. No, I'm sorry, with finance.
With
I'm sorry.
No, so I didn't put that as a goal, but it's the action for like all the goals, right? To see if, or would you like to see that as a goal?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
like there's only three spots, so you know.
I think it'd be awesome. I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know with Red Apple if they have like.
I mean,
is our goal to have
set a 3 and a 5?
Is our goal to have $5 million in the bank? You know, in 5 years or like what?
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just like. Sample.
But that's what I was saying. We're increasing that to at least 150 days of cash on hand.
And that was, you know, a number that Spencer and I talked quickly about to be a safe number in order to do, then be able to look at doing the project we talked about doing, the new entrance, because then you could spend that money and draw it back down to 100, but you have to stay in that higher ratio for S&P. So
S&P average has to be between 75 and 150 over a 3 year average. So
we would need to build it to 150
before we can start working on the money.
Because it hadn't been audited yet, because the audit's not in until October 15th, right? October, November. So they let Monty send an updated days cash on hand based on the end of year financials.
Yeah.
And that's where you got the 106. So it put our average between the 75 and
100. I gotcha. Cool.
So in order to be secure, you want to be there. And before you start taking out, accruing more assets, you've got to be, you want to be nice and high on that average. So it's not going to impact it and give you a lower rating.
Okay.
And a bank won't touch you because we tried that. You remember we were exploring a little bit? The bank won't touch you unless you're really good standing up high.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
We're on our way.
All
but
good.
It would be good to have
maintaining a good S&P outlook, so we'll have to.
And then there's a piece that the board right now, it's in all the conversations, and I spoke to the state board a couple weeks ago about what we would do if we were given 5.5% increase to the WPU, so unrestricted funds. And the bulk, really kind of what they're guiding it towards is they want you to increase teacher pay because there is a shortage and we're losing professionals from the
step 3.
So we put that as our
third goal.
As our third goal,
yeah.
Is to be able.
So I know there's only 3 spots. Does it seem silly to come up to have a goal to come up with a 3 to 5?
No, I wanted to like add that. That's why I kind of put it as the action because
right.
I figured
cool.
That's built into the three goals.
Sweet. Because this guy's going to take over and he needs direction for the next 3 to 5 years. A lot of direction. A lot of direction.
All right, cool. Okay. All right.
Sweet. But we can add it in the bottom. So or the that's, I was trying to fit that in, so I put it as the action on all three, is because you really kind of need to do that to kind of.
And the increased salary is just to keep retention. I was reading an article last week that the longer you're in a position at the same company, the less likely you get a raise. If you do, it's anywhere between 2 and 3%. But if you move frequently, that grows up to about anywhere between 5 to 10% each time you switch companies. So
yeah, and teachers need a 2.5% just to make an $800 a year gain across the board. We need a 2.5 to the WP just to increase your steps. And if they get educated and increased this way, so it's on a salary lanes and steps. And in order to support that, you have to get a 2.5. So the other 3% would be for the increase. And most districts, what they've done to this point is they're pushing for 45 as the base. We're at what, 38, 47. So we really got
to
look at it.
Which we have to stay competitive to keep our teachers, otherwise they'll bolt, which we...
Especially with as many schools that are popping
down. And because we don't put on URS, and I look at URS and I know that I'm making more money in my 401k than I would with URS, with the Utah retirement system. But that retirement system is a seller because it's a pension that's going to last for your whole entire existence until you die. So it's a seller. And the insurance is huge. But you don't get to see what the insurance cost is going to be to you. Like currently right now with a family, the school is paying $900 for me, for my family. And I pay $340 a month. Out of pocket, right? You go to a district, and any of the districts in the area, most of them are paying about $500 for the same plan.
Out of pocket.
Or lesser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you build that into, like, the...
Yeah, we sell that like nobody's business. But so many of the people that are most concerned about it don't take our insurance, either military or spousal insurance or some other insurance, right? So that doesn't impact them. And it's attractive to go to a 42, 45, and they'll give them all their steps and years. That's been a big poaching use by a lot of the districts right now. We'll give you all your years. Oh. They didn't used to do that. You used to give 7, and then if you were coming from elsewhere, it didn't matter how many you had, you get 7 to 10 years, depending on the school district. Now they're giving them all their years.
All right. Sorry for talking so long. We're a little behind schedule,
Sorry. So
we're going to speed it up.
Go.
Steve, we'll be quick.
So a big focus on governance committee is training the new board members. So we'll contact them, set up a training. We have 1 month before the next board meeting. So we'll find it, try and find a time we can get 5 people together. And then we'll work on binders. So we want to give them a policy binder and a training packet and sit down and do that training.
And then,
that's a lot of work. So that's the only goal.
All right.
Before
that's
October.
All I'm doing.
All right. Cool. Good. Academic.
Oh. Okay. So our goal is create a shared definition of academic excellence, which we actually have done. We were just fine-tuning and making some minor adjustments. So we will have that to present and to vote at the next board meeting. I'm really excited about that because I really think it will help kind of build the framework moving forward with our goals. And it ties back to our mission, so we look compliant too. Also another, to create a consistent way for the board to monitor progress toward our academic goals and academic measures. So we've created a OPA data dashboard that will be included in the board packets. So it looks not like this, but similar to this.
Cool.
So that way we can keep track of our SAGE results for the last 3 years, our DIBLs, our opt-out, and then we also have like what the goals are for this year, so we always have that snapshot right there, so it's easier for us to track when Amy's giving the principal reports.
Awesome.
And with that too is we're going to be also tracking our retention of students too, so that'll be good. So we'll have that finalized probably by November because we have to wait for our SAGE scores to be finalized. We have a couple things that are already out, but by that time we'll have our SAGE and DIBLs already. And then the major one is increasing those math scores. So right in the middle of doing a data dive to report to the board. Sorry. This year will be the third year that we're using that Engage New York. And the first year that we're using the new intervention, iReady. So it'll be a good year to kind of look and track that. And then any PD for math is given priority. So if any teachers are requesting PD for math, they're given priority. And the other thing that we're looking at is creating a way to retain those ninth graders. We're comparing the numbers of students that have left in the last couple years, and we're tracking retention. We know we talk about advertising to our younger grades, and advertise even within our own family, our own parents here, so that we're not losing those numbers. OBPO doing a newsletter, kind of advertising what core programs we have, because like here's an example. I'm on the board, we've been here since Sam's in eighth grade. I didn't know we had a guitar class. So I feel like I'm fairly involved. So
if at the middle school.
So we need to advertise those cool programs and have kids. So starting in like the fourth, fifth, sixth grade, advertise that, because by the time they're in fifth grade, they're looking what they're gonna do for junior high. In sixth grade, they've already made a decision. So we're looking at all that. So yeah. Oh, the other thing that we're looking at that I'm really excited about is looking at offering an additional credit for that half Friday that we have, so we can offer that for our ninth graders. Talk about doing a couple different things, either like doing, keeping up with the AB schedule, but then on Fridays doing seminars, so then that way they can maybe for like a quarter look at, I don't know, our engineering, whatever.
So concurrent enrollment situation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so either do that or online something, so they could go into their high school already having additional credits. And if you're academically kind of minded, that may keep our parents here another year. So.
Great.
So we'll go into more of that with the task force and how we can read it. So
awesome.
That's where we're at.
Cool, thank you so much. Development committee goals, want to come up with a sponsorship packet. I can send this out to everyone after.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Want to come up with a sponsorship packet so that we can try and get some sponsors, looking at maybe getting a trailer sponsor or getting big corporate sponsors, and then also small sponsors, local businesses, etc. And along with that, the marketing plan, I think, goes along, and just what you were saying, you know, knowing about internal marketing and external marketing. We haven't really had anyone turn in any proposals.
Don't you know of someone?
I know. I've bugged my wife, and she will hopefully have it. Something for us. We'll take her off the committee. We'll divulge it, and I, you know, we'll basically discuss it and determine what we need to do and pick it apart. What we can do internally.
Is she
what
interested? Because I've asked her three times.
Yeah, she's just very busy. So yeah. I will send it out to some more marketing people. I know you had a friend. So we're still taking proposals. Hopefully by October we can, or in the next couple weeks, we can actually interview some people with the committee.
Is it already on our Facebook page? Could we add that again?
RFI, yeah.
The marketing, if you want the marketing to apply.
Will you resend it to media@octonprep.org, and then they'll post it on every single PD media for outlet.
They do that all internal. Maybe does that.
It helps out with professional development for math. The reason I ask is because I have a neighbor. He's a professor up at Weber State, but he does professional development in a lot of other schools, specifically for math. So, but we've already got some.
Let me know.
We'll
schedule it and have it done within the next 3 months, because we have these Fridays now.
Yeah.
Is that something we'd be interested in? Okay, I'll talk with him.
Absolutely. And then I kind of have. My last one here is an audit process for policies. Maybe come up with not necessarily a committee, but a way to go in and take a policy and then ask for the information to make sure that we're in compliance with that policy.
Okay.
From a board standpoint, because I don't know if...
Board policies or school policies?
What are you talking about?
So,
did you say money?
No.
Oh.
Just all our policies in general. Like I can't tell you with confidence if we're in compliance with all of our policies that are in the book. So like coming up with an audit process like
an internal audit process.
Yes,
your big audit is going to give you key things,
yeah.
but they're going to focus on one thing every year.
Yeah.
So you could focus on something else.
Correct.
You could just do a
like
poll
one a month,
one or two
yeah,
systems.
Like one a month or something.
So what we've done in the past is we've had one or two people go through and like make sure that we're compliant and also that they're updated. So we update about every 2 or 3 years for review.
But isn't that what our accreditation did?
Oh, accreditation does that. Title One will do that.
Yeah, so we already have some
this year with the Utah grants,
okay.
they'll do that. This compliance thing with the board will
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, this guy that's
everybody
this
does
compliance
that.
Guy that's doing it.
And the audit does it in depth.
Okay.
But I could see you like getting ready for the audit and I'd pick one and do polls during the year and check that system.
Okay.
But just
is it? I mean, is it something that is worth doing?
No, I get it.
Think it's worth
no,
it's very
I think we're like. I think we're naturally doing that already.
Okay.
So and you have the state and like this is the guy that's coming to ask about this. That's what he's doing.
I don't mind. I think
okay.
I think it's good for us to like see holes. So I don't mind. But it's done in a multitude of ways. Don't you think?
Yeah.
There's all different entities that are looking at many of our policies. Yes, but there's policies.
Yeah,
it's still in flux, right? We took everything we had and built. We have. We still are missing some things.
Oh yeah, yep.
Looking for. I mean, there's always
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll kind of revise that. And then the last one that I had, I don't really know what OPPO is doing. I know you record it you report on kind of what they're doing every once in a while. But I think it would be nice to have like a representative here or like someone to report. And also reciprocal, so they can report back kind of what we're looking at.
We've done that in the past. Well, so how it used to be is actually I was the last OPPO. No, there was someone.
The president set.
The president set. Jana was the last one. So the president used to sit on the board
as a non-voting member, right?
No, you voted. You were the OPPO representative. But you have different goals as being on both boards. So where they're just concerned about what parent wants and
yeah.
you know where we're looking at the whole school needs and staff needs. So then we switched to a monthly report, but there wasn't that much for them to report on, and then we went to a quarterly.
Okay.
But then that was also at a president change for OPPO, so they weren't as active, but maybe if we have them do like a quarterly.
Yeah. Just like a liaison that could
yeah.
you know reciprocate
yeah.
back and forth, because it'd be nice to
it'd be nice to even thank them for what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We're killing it.
We
yeah.
can throw that in the board training calendar too.
Yeah.
So it's like if they will once a quarter board president comes, we have on the agenda.
Okay.
We
cool.
need a
make a note. Cool. All right. That's it. And next we have who's next? That thing went black.
Got it.
So Tech Task Force, I think that was disbanded, right? We decided last board meeting.
So is everyone on like 3 task force committee?
we're gonna get more people soon. The technology that was disbanded, right? You guys.
I don't think it's disbanded. It's just
on hold. Or
there's
something.
No pressing
okay.
project.
Okay.
It's a quarterly.
So
Tech's been bought this year.
We will bring it up again if we need it. Marketing update. Kind of already gave that. Math task force. I think
yeah.
you guys are already good with that. Board accountability task force. I don't think we need that because we believe that we're in compliance, so we need to just continue.
Just provide everything and keep me in the loop.
Yep. And then overall board goal update. So we're doing really well. New board members. Halfway through the year, we're going to have to come up with new goals. So new board members. We're pretty much there, and we're right on schedule. So our timeline was. Have the interviews in September and then induct 2 members in the October board meeting. So we're inducting 3, which is awesome. Next board meeting, training for new board members, which will happen as soon as we get the new board members. Oversight yearly schedule, you guys said December 2018, so we'll just keep that there. And then sponsors, I got a sponsorship packet, which is done. In September, and then I just need some feedback on it, and then we'll present it to the board. So, cool. All right, we have some policies. Yes.
In the past, in January, we've kind of done a mid-year retreat, just
okay.
a little bit longer meeting, and kind of like
no business items.
Work, what do we call it, work session?
Work session.
And kind of delve into, you know, if we wanted to do more, what do you call it, strategic planning on it.
Okay.
On certain subjects or...
We could ask Spencer to have a 3 to 5 financial plan by then. We could also have some good options for the future. And then we could also have, by, that'd be a good time to have your math task force decide what we're doing curriculum-wise. Yeah. Are we purchasing, do we need to set money aside? Because we'll start into budgeting after the first of the year.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because by then we'll have a good idea where we're at math-wise.
Especially with iReady, because they're running diagnostics every couple of weeks and then teaching us diagnostics, so we'll know if we're filling holes with Engage New York or if we're not.
Yeah.
All right, policies to approve.
I make a motion to approve the slate of policies.
Has everyone read through them?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not read them.
Yeah.
All right.
I second the motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Everyone good?
It's all 3 at once.
All right, motion to adjourn, or do we need to?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I think
this is the one you have champion and advocate. Is that
yeah.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then